Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 2, we were looking at the day of the destruction of Satan. Let's continue with that today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
Nineveh will fall, and Satan won't care. Now notice, we've seen that old lion, young lions, whelps, and the lionesses. Satan has different types of angels in his army. And so he can get some with immoral sins, some with the various things of sex, alcohol. Oh, my goodness. Well, I see nothing wrong with just taking a celebratory drink. You didn't get that out of the Bible. You got that out of hell. Murder as abortion, that the Bible teaches, is exactly that. But there are others that are not attracted to those things. They're not attracted to Tinseltown and the things of a Tinseltown like Las Vegas and all the girly shows and all the gambling and everything that goes on. But they're attracted to other fleshly sins of respectable people. It's still destruction. Be it of our testimony as saved people who simply resist the gospel, to give it to others, or people who actually themselves resist the gospel and don't get saved. And so many Christians, though, are taken in by the pleasures of this life, by riches, by the cares of this life, their lust for other things. Not necessarily those evil things I just mentioned. But in the parable that Jesus gave of the man that went out to sow the seed, it was the cares of this world, it was the pleasures, it was the lust for other things, it was riches that kept people from being fruitful for Christ. Yes, we saw the draw of Satan in verse 11. We see the destruction by Satan in verse 12. But praise God for the day of Satan's destruction. He might say, this is Satan in 3D, because he has a D come to him. He might destroy, and he might do destruction, but my friend, his day of destruction is coming. So verse 13 says, behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth. And the voice of thy messenger shall no more be heard. Now, yes, he's talking of Nineveh with an implication of the devil and how he worked. Rabshakeh was the Assyrian king who mocked the Jews and Hezekiah. But 185,000 are consumed in one night by the angel of the Lord, and then Rabshakeh's kids kill him. In the battle of Satan against God, Satan is soundly defeated. For the Christian, we defeat him via Jesus Christ, who strengtheneth us. And we find that in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. In 1 John, we read in chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What you got to do is allow the Holy Spirit to lead your life in obedience to the word of God, to direct your life and to strengthen you. One of the things I pray for is boldness as well as other things in my preaching and in my life. I want to have boldness. I don't want to back off. I want to have utterance so that nobody can be indifferent to the Word of God, but I need to have boldness with that utterance. Paul prayed for that, and so did others in the New Testament. And so, if they need to pray for boldness, I need to pray for it. And so, Christians, we've got to walk in the Spirit. Christians are only victorious over the devil through Christ. Even as Michael the archangel said, "The Lord rebuketh thee," to Satan. But our work must be holy. For we're told in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 through 16, that we're not to fashion ourselves according to the former lust in our ignorance, that is, not trying to emulate our former life and just turn it into religious things, but doing the same thing. No, don't do that. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy. For it is written, "Be ye holy, for I the Lord your God am holy." So we're to be holy just as our God is holy. That's what he tells us to do. But those without Christ are children of the devil, in God's eyes, according to the Word of God. We are adopted via a free will to accept his offer of it. Now, our adoption, according to Romans 8:23, is that when the Lord comes back and we're caught up to be with the Lord, he calls it, to wit, the redemption of our body, in Romans 8:23. And so, but we need to be saved, and then we're placed as children of God, and one day that happens at the rapture. Now, we know by Revelation chapter 19 that the Antichrist, the man of Satan, is quickly defeated. The false religious man who did miracles before him is also defeated, and yes, he's very religious, even calls down fire from heaven, as did Elijah. And they're both cast into the lake of fire. They deceived the world into believing that even God couldn't defeat them. And they are so used by Satan, even as a serpent was used by Satan to deceive Eve. The serpent would be on his belly the rest of his days. And that's for all serpents. Eve was deceived. But now, with Adam, all their seed inherits the sin nature and a need to be saved. Don't allow Satan to make you his tool, thereby making a fool out of you. Go back and make things right with God. And testify to others with whom perhaps you've sinned. Maybe it's drinking. Maybe it was an adulterous relationship or something else. Go back and let them know. We did that, and I hate it. I regret it. It's the worst memory of my life, but God has saved me, and he can save you too and deliver you and forgive you of that sin. Just as he has me. You can tell that person that. Repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And he can give victory. Don't let Satan deceive you into believing that your sin is all right. Don't let Satan deceive you into believing that if you do the best you can, you're going to go to heaven. No, you were born head to hell. You needed a Savior. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 shows Satan one day will be cast into the lake of fire. Forever and ever. But at one time, he was second only to God the Father. He was second only to God the Trinity. He was second only to them. And Satan will be cast into that eternal lake of fire with all the fallen angels, is Matthew 25:41. Why? Because hell was prepared for the devil and his angel. God didn't prepare it for men, but men go there because they reject Christ. Thereby, they, since they are born into this world sinners, they're born with Satan as their father. They're born belong to the God of this world. Your thing is to receive Christ. But as many as received him, John 1:12 says, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood. You're not born a Christian. Nobody is. Now somebody will say in another land, I was born a Muslim, I was born a Hindu, I was born a whatever. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know this. Nobody is born a Christian. Now, that might be your family's church. Your family may go to a good Bible-believing church, but you're not born a saved person. No one is. You're not born, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh. It's not that you're going to work so hard that you're going to earn it. Nor of the will of man. Men can't say, well, you know, you do this, you do that, and you'll be all right. God's going to weigh your good against your bad. No, it's not going to be that. He says, but of God. You see, the way of salvation is of God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. The Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20 and verse 21 went everywhere preaching repentance towards God in his deity. All sin is against God. And faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, believing that Jesus Christ, who is Emmanuel, God with us, the one who took on flesh that he might pay our penalty for sin with his own blood. And then 3 days later, physically raised up from the dead. You ever think about that? He's 100% man, but he's 100% God. His manhood, he died. He had to be a man to die on the cross. His deity, he had to be God to raise that body up from the dead. Oh, my friend. And so we read in Luke 13:3 and also in verse 5, Jesus said, repent ye therefore. Repent. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. In Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time for refreshing come from the Lord. Acts 17:30-31, we're told that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Why? Because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Satan is a great enemy. And he can tempt you to not get saved. He can put things to allure you. He's the God of this world. And as the God of this world, he is ever going to be trying to blind your mind so that you will not accept the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. As 2 Corinthians 4:3-4 told.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.